Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
On this April 18th edition of the podcast, one of the greatest quarterbacks in history retires, and one of the greatest quarterbacks in history is drafted. We also talk about some other Hall of Fame players on their birthdays, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, where we cover your football history headlines for the day of April 18th in this episode, and we're also going to talk about some Hall of Famers on their birthdays. We'll start off in the headlines on April 18th, 1990. A group in Birmingham, Alabama, was issued an original franchise in the World League of American Football, which was called the Birmingham Fires. Everybody remember that team? Next comes our newspaper. Papers.com headline of the day, April 18th, 1995. Quarterback Joe Montana announces his retirement from football. In a nationally televised farewell to football, Joe was joined by family and friends, including Bill Walsh, Ronnie Lott, Dwight Clark, and Roger Craig, as well as many executives from both the 49ers and the Chiefs, according to an AP article from the Arizona Daily Sun. Though Montana is best known as leading the San Francisco 49ers to some glory years, his last two seasons were played wearing a Chiefs uniform. In a post from the Kansas City Star, the KC Chiefs acquired the rights of Montana in 1993 by trading the 18th overall pick in the 93 NFL draft and received a veteran quarterback as well as safety David Whitmore and a third round selection that they used to take Lake Dawson. Pretty good trade for the Chiefs. Many expressed at the time that their feeling for Montana was the greatest of all time as quarterback, including his former teammate and a pretty good passer in his own right, Steve Young, from a remote location on the eve of the retirement extravaganza. Young was quoted as saying, "He's the greatest I've ever seen. It's a time of mixed emotions for all of us that ever played with him or watched him." The career marks of Joe Montana were that he tossed a pigskin around for 40,551 yards with 273 touchdowns and helped the 49ers claim four Super Bowl titles. He was one of those players that seemed to always have some magic in them when it came to crunch time, and those athletes are indeed the most fun to watch. If you want to be able to read through some old articles from the AP, like the Arizona Daily Sun or the Kansas City Star, like we did today, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you can get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the US, Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating back to 1798, all the way to yesterday's news. Get a free 1 week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistory.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to support the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as all the other Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And at the time, Montana could have been the greatest signal caller to have ever played in the NFL. But players like our next quarterback in the headlines would go on into the discussion as well. April 18th, 1998, the NFL draft took place in New York City as a University of Tennessee quarterback Peyton Manning was the first overall pick by the Indianapolis Colts. A chart posted in the Detroit Free Press shows that Ryan Leaf, who throughout the draft process was neck and neck with Manning in the realm of popular opinion to who the Colts should choose as the number one overall selection, was the second selection taken in the draft by the San Diego Chargers. In hindsight, the Colts made a brilliant choice between the two, with Peyton eventually becoming an enshrined player in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, while Leaf's career was a little bit less than spectacular. Defensive end Andre Wadsworth went number 3 to the Arizona Cardinals, while future Hall of Famer defensive back Charles Woodson was selected by the Oakland Raiders in the 4 slot. According to the Pro Football Reference site, so far at the time of this post, other players who have their busts in Canton were also selected out of this 1998 draft, including wide receiver Randy Moss by the Minnesota Vikings with the 21st pick and guard Alan Faneca with the Steelers at pick number 26. Now let's talk about some birthdays of Hall of Famers for this April 18th. We'll start off in 1931, Jefferson County, Oklahoma. The University of Texas two-way player at guard and linebacker, Harley Sewell, was born. Sewell was indeed a versatile player with the Longhorns, used to gain advantages over opponents. One such instance of note, according to the footballfoundation.org, was the 1952 Cotton Bowl, where Texas blanked the Vols of Tennessee 16-0. Sewell was named the defensive most valuable player as he led a defense that held Tennessee to, listen to this, just 6 first downs and negative 14 yards rushing. The National Football Foundation selected Harley Sewell for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2000. April 18th, 1962, Titusville, Florida. Wilbur Marshall, the outstanding linebacker of the Florida Gators from 1980 to 1983, arrived into this world. Wilbur and his fellow seniors of Florida in 1983 enjoyed being the first Gators to play in 4 bowl games, according to an article on the National Football Foundation's website. The stud linebacker was a 2-time consensus first-team All-American pick, partly by breaking school marks such as a single-season record with 11 sacks and 16 tackles for loss as a sophomore. For his collegiate career, he finished with a then-school record of 23 overall sacks and remains UF's record holder in career tackles for loss with 58. He was so special, in fact, that the Gainesville Sun named him Defensive Player of the Century in 1999. Wilbur Marshall's collegiate football records are celebrated in the College Football Hall of Fame after his induction in 2008. He was named All-Pro 3 times and earned Super Bowl rings with the Chicago Bears and the Washington Redskins during his brilliant NFL career. April 18th, 1970, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. The stud Louisiana Tech offensive tackle from 1989 to 1992, Willie Rofe, arrived to claim his date of birth. The bio for Willie on the NFF's website starts off by stating he was La Tech's first All-American offensive lineman all the way since 1946, as Rofe earned consensus honors in 1992 en route to becoming one of the most dominant blockers in the nation. During his time at the school, Rofe made holes in the defense for 2 top 5 career rushers in Louisiana Tech history, and he was the key to the longest rushing play in school history, an 88-yard run by Gerald Lawrence against Southern Illinois in 1991. Willie Rofe was honored with induction into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2014 after the National Football Foundation tallied up their votes. The NFF bio goes on to say that after school, the big tackle was the 8th overall pick by the New Orleans Saints in the 1993 NFL draft, and Rofe enjoyed a highly decorated 13-year career with the Saints, and also he played with the Kansas City Chiefs, culminating with his induction in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2012. An 11-time Pro Bowl selection, he was a member of the NFL's 1990s All-Decade team, as well as the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame and the Ring of Honor. April 18th, 1973, Pensacola, Florida. Florida State's Mr. Everything linebacker Derrick Brooks was born. Brooks helped lead the Noles to their first ever national championship in 1993 as the 2-time unanimous first-team All-American, who earned the credentials in 1993 and 1994, and he guided the Florida State to victories in 4 consecutive bowl games, including the 18-16 win over Nebraska in the Orange Bowl for that national title. The footballfoundation.org website says that Brooks was a finalist for the Butkus Rotary Lombardi and FWAA Defensive Player of the Year awards in 93 and 94, while playing for the College Football Hall of Fame coach Bobby Bowden. Derrick finished his collegiate career with 274 tackles, 8.5 sacks, and 5 interceptions, and was named the MVP of the Senior Bowl that year. Brooks' number 10 jersey is retired at Florida State, and he is a member of both the Seminoles and the COCEDA Academic All America Halls of Fame. Derrick Brooks received the great honor of being selected for inclusion into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2016. Derrick was picked in the first round of the 1995 NFL draft by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he spent his entire 14-year career with the franchise. Brooks was an 11-time Pro Bowl selection and is credited with never missing a game during his pro career, as he led the Bucs to a victory in Super Bowl 37 in 2003. A 2014 Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee, he had his number retired by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and is a member of the team's Ring of Honor. Well, those are some great Hall of Famers, especially, you know, you have Derrick Brooks and Willie Rofe, who are both College Football Hall of Fame and Pro Football Hall of Fame entrants. And that is just some exciting thing to be in both museums. Those are some special players indeed. And many of us have lived through watching them both play. So that's just exciting to see some of those players, and they share the same birthday. We get to talk about them on the same day, as well as, you know, the retirement of Joe Montana, the drafting of Peyton Manning, and some other great players in that 1998 draft. Who could forget that? That's one of the classics of all time. So we're sure glad you joined us for these football history headlines. We'll hope you'll come back and join us again tomorrow, because we'll bring you some more great gridiron history as we do each and every day. And something else you can check out every day is the sportshistorynetwork.com, where my fellow podcasters and partners over there, they're putting out some great podcasts to become the headquarters of sports yesteryear. That's what the sportshistorynetwork.com is. And you can also check out our own site, pigskindispatch.com, and we have all of our articles, all of our podcasts there. Each and every day we have something new, usually one to two articles, bringing you some great football history. We want to fill up your football side of your brain so that maybe your head's laying on the table because one side's heavier than the other. That's our goal. We want to fill that football side up there. And if your wives and family want to yell at us for it, then all the better, because that's our mission. So, you know, that really can't happen. But we wanted to try that anyway. So we want to wish you all to have a great gridiron day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck, because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, That's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.